Well, the Bagpipe Brothers are in here, and it's time for a second segment. Where in the world are we going here?
We're going with Who Said It. We did it last week. Oh, it was like Lord. A 17-minute segment because it took so long.
So many tiebreakers.
Listen, cut it down on how many we'd do, I guess.
No, I'm just going to give you one hint this time instead of two.
Okay.
I think you shouldn't give us any hints at all when we get down to the last couple.
Okay.
A tiebreaker will be no hints if we get there.
Remember, it's historical figures, movie and TV show quotes, and then sports figures.
You're going to give us the category?
Yes, I'll start with the category. We're going to start with historical figures first. Ginn's going first like usual?
Yeah.
If you're going through hell, keep going.
And this is a...
historical figure.
Historical
figure. And you get one hint if you need it.
Yeah, give me a hint.
Prime Minister.
Okay. Let's just go with Winston Churchill.
Correct.
That is an incorrect answer.
Yes,
sir. There's another answer. There is a country song that we play on this station that's called If You're Going Through Hell, Keep On Going.
Were they a prime minister?
They were better than Winston Churchill. They made money. Let's go.
The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself. Say that again.
In the service of others.
In the service of others. I'm going to say Florence Nightingale.
No. You take your hint?
Nah, I don't care.
It's Mahatma Gandhi.
It's one of the two. She said something similar to that, too.
What would the hint have been?
Civil rights.
Okay.
That wouldn't have helped.
Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today.
Hint.
Civil rights. And it's and it's not Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and dispel that for you.
Come on. You only got just one more.
All right. I'll just go with Martin Luther King Jr.
Yep.
No.
No?
Malcolm X.
Wow. Yeah. You missed.
Yeah.
All right.
To tie it up, David, the unexamined life is not worth living.
The unexamined life is not worth living. That's got to be a doctor. Who is it?
It's not a doctor. It's a philosopher.
A philosopher.
Ancient philosopher.
I get the philosophers. Kirby smart.
Kirby dumb.
Yeah. Kirby not so smart. I don't know.
Throw a philosopher out there. You have to know some.
What's the one?
He's going to get it right on accident.
Yeah. He always does that.
Wait a minute. The one that Confucius.
No, okay. Socrates.
I was going to say Socrates or Aristotle.
I was close. Confucius was a philosopher.
Now moving on to movie and TV show quotes.
You know what the best thing Confucius ever said was?
What?
He who eats many prunes sat on stool for many moons.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Who? Now, what category is this?
Movie and TV shows. Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
I definitely have heard it, but I can't. All right, hint.
Mob.
Oh, man. I got to get the... I just have to get the TV show or the movie. I don't have to get the character.
No, you have to get... No, no. No, just the movie.
I'm caught between two right now. Let's go Godfather.
Which one?
Oh, come on.
Need a specific movie.
Give it to him. Give it to him. I mean, he was there. I was going to say Bugsy.
It's Godfather Part 3, and it's Michael Corleone.
I was going to say two. I was between Godfather and Scarface.
All right, let me have one of these movies that I've never seen.
I'm King of the World.
LeBron James.
All right. What movie or TV show is that?
No, I'm King of the World.
You want a hint?
Yeah.
Iceberg.
Oh.
Titanic?
Well, yeah, that was a giveaway hint right there. How many other movies you think of Iceberg in it?
I was going to say King of the Hill.
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I have no clue. Hint.
Is this movie too? I think I know it.
Yeah. I got to think of a hint that won't give this away like I just gave the last one away to David.
I think I know it.
Silicaga Band.
What?
Silicaga halftime show.
I've been to Comer games all year.
David knows what it is.
It doesn't help me at all.
No, I haven't seen that either. You don't know it?
I haven't
just
been
take to, a guess.
Say the quote again.
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I don't know. Cars.
No. Back to the Future.
Yeah.
That's Silicaga's halftime show.
Man. Yeah,
I thought that was it. All right. Is this from a movie too?
Yes.
Okay.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
No doubt about it. He pulled one from the greatest movie of all times. That is my man, Buford T. Justice from Smokey and the Bandit.
I had to give you one because you always complain you never get one.
He said that's one of the only two movies he's ever seen.
Yeah, I had to give him one, so it's not. Complain.
But that is, you know what? That was on TV this last weekend. And can you tell me what part of the movie that happened?
I don't know. I just looked up the quote yesterday.
Yeah, Jerry Reed just knocked his car around with that big 18-wheeler everywhere, and he said, what we're dealing here with is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Moving on to sports figures.
All right. Say, where do we stand?
Tied 2-2.
All right. Here we go.
Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do.
Do not let what you can do.
What you cannot do interfere with what you can do.
Hint.
Basketball coach.
He don't get it. I think I know it.
I'll go with Coach K.
No. David, you want to take it?
I'm going John Wooden.
It's John Wooden.
I don't get that one. No. Do I? Okay, I have to answer another one. That's not fair.
Champions aren't made in the gyms. Champions are made from something they have deep inside them. A desire, a dream, a vision.
I think I might know this without a clue. I think that's MJ.
No.
No Michael Jordan? Who is it?
Muhammad Ali.
Okay. I thought...
Sports quotes are the toughest. They're all vague.
Well, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead, though. All right, so we're still tied.
Set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. Running back. NFL and college football running back.
Say the quote again.
Set your goals high and don't stop till you get there.
And I think I know this one. It's either one of two in my mind.
I'm going to go with Barry Sanders.
No.
One of two.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to get the point anyway. It's either Emmitt Smith or it is Walter Payton.
No.
Really?
It's your man Bo Jackson.
Wow, the NFL would have thrown me off.
I was
going to
say Auburn Tigers running back, but I feel like that would have given it away.
Yeah,
I would have said Damari Alston.
That's pretty low there, Giddens, about you, man. Don't do that.
For the win, David. For the win.
Uh-oh.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical.
Oh, come on.
90% mental?
And the other half is physical.
Josh Padoris.
Does that count? Can I answer for the win?
Give me a hint.
I don't know who this player is, really. So I could even give you.
You don't know who the player is?
I mean, I know.
Can I answer it?
I just need to give you a
David
hint.
Because
if I give you the team he played for, you automatically get it. Catcher, baseball catcher.
Johnny Bench.
Oh, yes. No. Yogi Berra.
It's Yogi Berra.
Well, I mean, you know.
The only way you know it's a Yogi Berra quote is when it's nonsensical. 90%.
But here's the thing, though. When he said if he'd give me the team, it would have given me away, that's not true because New York Yankees are so many of them.
It was what? Say the quote again.
Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
The other half. 90% doesn't have another half.
It has 10%.
Wow.
That's why it's a Yogi Berra quote.
So tiebreakers here.
All right.
We're going back to movies.
All right. Oh, God. I'm going to miss on purpose.
No hints.
I'm going to miss on purpose to get out of this crap.
We're never going to. This segment will never end.
Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
Oh, crap.
Go ahead.
No hints. Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys.
All right. You got 5
Make your
seconds.
Lives extraordinary.
Wolf of Wall Street.
No. Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams.
Oh, God. That's another one I ain't never heard of.
David, you have to get this one.
Oh, God. You tell me that every time.
This is one of the most famous quotes of movie history.
You ready for double overtime?
You don't want to see what's going to happen if you don't get this one.
You ready for double overtime? All right, here we go.
Life finds a way.
Driving Miss Daisy.
You say you're a lot serious?
Yeah.
It's Jurassic Park.
Yep. There you go. Double overtime.
Double overtime.
We'll never end this.
Going for two. Are you looking up quotes?
Yeah, I had to look. I only had. I thought y'all would be done by this point.
Oh, good God. You know we're not that good.
Oh, yes. The past can hurt, but you can either run from it or learn from it.
That's a movie?
That's a movie.
I can't get a hint.
Hey, I think I may have this one.
I can't even think of movie titles right now.
5 seconds. I'll put the clock on me too.
Just throw something up.
Let's do Lion King.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's Rafiki.
He gave you that answer before you ever come in here.
Here's yours, David.
Let's just go on to the next segment.
The only movie okay? That
you're
going to
need a. You're going to need.
You know
a
what
boat.
I was going to say with that one?
What?
I was going to say, life is a box of chocolates. Forrest Gump, baby. He's running. Run, Forrest, run.
Here's yours, David.
All right.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh.
Titanic.
No, it's Jaws, it's baby.
I did that on purpose. Let's go to the next.
At least you got Smokey and the Bandit this week.
All right. At least you didn't answer me no dadgum soccer question.